just want to say thank you today for your presence, for your power, and for your plan that is going to be released and over the lives and the families and the futures of your people today. Lord, I pray for the Gardner family as they're dealing with loss today, that you'll encourage and you'll build them up. Lord, we also remember your land, Israel, and the peace of Jerusalem today, God, that you will continually work in that and in our country here. Pray, God, that you'll give those in leadership in our nation wisdom as they proceed forward, and God, that great peace will be upon our land. I thank you for that, God, for each and every one that is here, Lord. If anyone has come in here, Lord, that are carrying a burden, I pray that it'll be lifted today in just the next few minutes as the word of the living God comes forth, that you will be the strength to each and every life. I pray and I ask it in the name of Jesus. Come on, and everybody said amen. Just look at your neighbor and say, you look younger than you did last time I saw you. You really do. Some of you, I was shocked how good you look today. Christian, I didn't tell you to get into a long conversation. I just said, look, tell them they look young. I'm just joking with you. Christian will be here this coming Thursday night. This Thursday night is our youth Thursday night. And he's not only going to sing and play, but he's going to minister God's word. And so he told me that he has been a part of the tabernacle for 24, 25 years. I'm telling you what, before you leave today, if you want, just, I said it in the first service, like the woman with the issue of blood, she reached through and just touched the hem of Jesus' garment. Some of you just need to rub shoulders on him because you need the gift of stick-to-itness in your life. I'm telling you, your life, Christian, because of that, you already know this, will take on, you'll have blessing in your home and your family and all over. And I know he's brought some product up there with him today, and I hope that you'll take some of that home with you. We don't need just talent here. We've got talent. I mean, Judah, what are you, 12? He's 13. Talent is great, but what we want and what we want to continually release is people with great conviction as well. Because if you don't have some conviction with your talent, that talent will take you in a myriad of directions and you'll never do anything good for anyone. So, Christian, thank you for being here again today. We love and appreciate you so much. He's going to travel with us over to St. Anthony's today too, and you'll just love that there. And for those of you that haven't come, why don't you just set some time apart sometime, stick your head in over there. The Lord is doing some great things on the south side. The Adopt-A-Block team were out yesterday. There was a shooting in Batavia a couple weeks ago, and they were out on that corner yesterday handing out hamburgers and hot dogs, praying for people, and they brought some real joy into that part of the city yesterday. So the Lord is doing good things. The Bible says where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. Come on today. And he's called you and I to be lights in the world wherever you are. I want to talk to you today just for a couple moments about times and seasons. And I believe that the secret of great peace in your life is to understand about the times and seasons in your life. In the Bible, Ecclesiastes 3:1, Solomon said, to everything there is a season, and there's a time for every purpose under heaven. Now, if we looked at the time that we're in, we saw all the earthquakes, the hurricanes, the fires, the unrest within our political system, and the differences of opinion. If I were to bring up some things today, there would be half of the people that would be, you know, you'd be so for it, and the other half of you would be against it. And I really feel that we're in a time in our culture now where there are people that are trying to be heard, and they're trying to be understood, and maybe they're not communicating it in a way that's palatable to everyone. And on the other side, we've got people that because of the way that some want to be understood, they don't want to understand it that way. And I really feel like in the middle of all of this, in the midst of all of this, that when the church rises up to do what they were doing yesterday, when we show love one to the other, when we don't show partiality to people because of the color of their skin or where they're from, their age or where they live, there's not good and bad people, there's people. And I, you know, when I was listening to the song that the kids danced to a few weeks ago, what a powerful, powerful song that we all bleed red. If I was to cut every arm in here, everybody's blood would be the same color. And when we come together, and when we live together, and when we work together, and we serve together, we find out how much we need and we love one another. Come on, amen. And God's got a great plan in the middle of all that, and He wants to use the church in the time that we're in right now, because if we will obey Him and do what He has called us to do in this time, because times turn into our season. There have been times in my life where, you know, I was doing things, and to be honest with you, I didn't really want to do it. Patty and I were driving down the road the other day, and we were reminded of some of the difficult times in our life. I didn't particularly care for it. That's saying it nicely. I loathed every moment of it, to be honest with you. But because I stuck with it and stuck to it, God has brought me into a season of His great blessing in my life, and blessing in our home and in our family. And I want to encourage you today. You may be in a time that seems difficult. You know, time is for watches, but seasons are for calendars. You and I must learn to serve the Lord in the time that He has given to us. I don't even know if I'm going to get to what I planned on saying today. I feel such an anointing in that now. Time refers to the moments of our lives, to the incidents and to the situations that happen in our lives every single day. Time, the decision that you're going to make when you leave here today, the time that you spent by coming here today will equal out into a season. You know, there were times in my life where I didn't want to get up and go to church. I just didn't do it. I just didn't want to. My wife come in and said, honey, you got it. I go, why? She goes, you're the pastor. You've got to do that. But when I look up at my little granddaughter today on the drums, those times in my life that I struggled equal a season now that I never anticipated that I would love to do. And I look around at some of you, you know, I think of Chris Busniak, I think of some of the times, and he's told you before when he first started working how, you know, he wasn't used to anything, any structure or submission or anything, and he'd get upset at me, and I don't know how many times he quit. I don't know. I lost count after him after a while. I did a couple times go get him. I don't do that for everybody, but I did for him because I knew he was in a time in his life. And then I think about his son who's now at the Dream Center in Los Angeles in a beautiful season of their lives. Amen. Come on today. And I think of so many that are here. Amen. Come on. Let's put our hands together for that. Time, the decisions that we make will equal a long-term perspective in our lives. And you have to make the decisions in that moment of our lives. You know, we live in a time right now where if you're a news junkie a little bit like I am, you're seeing all kinds of things. The news paints a picture of devastation no matter what takes place. You know, somebody is at fault for it. It's just amazing. But it's our time. It's not necessarily our season. I read the other day that before the Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, that there was not a hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean for the previous 12 years together. And then all of a sudden, one of the biggest hurricanes in history came. And God, the Bible says that He works everything in His time. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3:1, everything, to everything, there's a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. Every purpose, every season. And the Bible doesn't necessarily paint pictures of times, but it elaborates on seasons. And you can understand that Jesus, even in the way the weather is that we are in, I'm a proud Western New Yorker, we are in a different season. If you got up this morning, gentleman told me today, 29 degrees at his house. It was 38 degrees at my house just the other day. We had the air conditioning on. Change of seasons that are coming. But even though you may be in a place in your life in a season that is challenging and difficult, and maybe God didn't create what you're in, but He does have the power to change everything. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says He makes everything beautiful in its time, and He also has put eternity in the heart of every man. So you don't have to look at the season that you're in with disdain. You have to look at it against the backdrop of what eternity is going to look like. You may be going through a challenge today. You may be going through a difficulty today. But if you put it against the backdrop of what eternity is, it's small. It's just a matter of time. And you're going to get through that. You're going to go into seasons that you're not going to want to go through. But in the middle of those seasons, you're going to learn some things that maybe you wouldn't have learned before. There are seasons that you have gone through that you're scratching your head. Why did that happen to me? Only to bring you to a place that you see a purpose behind that season. And just because you may be going through a rough patch in your life doesn't mean that you're there to stay. In fact, Paul says in Philippians 1:6, he says, He who has begun a good work in you, He'll complete it. You're not there. You're not stuck. You're not going to stay in that place. It's a season that you're in, but God is going to bring you out of it. You all say amen to me on that today. I'm only going to be just a few minutes, so stay with me on this. I want to look at Peter, and there's just three little thoughts I want to share with you, then I'm going to close. He went through some things, and we can look at his life and see what seasons he went through. Number one, seasons will come with change in our lives. And change is inevitable. If you don't believe in change, if you have a baby and you leave that baby in the same diaper for 12 hours, you will believe in change. Yes, you will. But remember, we serve a God of seasons. Things aren't the same as they were 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year, and even yesterday. God uses our times to change, but He creates seasons for sometimes things to grow and other times for things to die out. As I was walking in this morning, I was asking Bruce and Peggy, I said, will the cold hurt the mums? No. And incidentally, if you bought mums from the youth, make sure you stop in the back. They're beautiful. I don't know how they can sell them that cheap. But I said, how about our potato vines? And our Patty's got these great big beautiful pots at home. So these big, she said, well, they're going to die. They're going to wither up. It's going to be all done. There's a season for things to grow. And then there's a season for things that's over. That's, you got to move on from that. There are days where there's mountaintop experiences, and then there's days that seem to be the nighttime experiences, and you feel like they're never going to end. Long nights, tears. You're wondering, how long is this going to last? You don't see morning. You don't see a break in the day. But God helps us, and He propels us through those seasons of our lives. In Matthew 4:18, Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee. He saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, and they were fishermen. And He said to them, follow Me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they immediately dropped their nets, and they followed Him. One day, Peter's a fisherman. And Jesus comes walking by, gives him the word, his life is changed. That season was over. He said, follow Me, and He says, I'll make you. And Peter stepped into a brand new season that day, and his life began to be transformed. It didn't all happen at that moment, but that was the beginning of something powerful that was going to happen. Jesus was making Peter into someone that he never was and that he never thought. But there was more than just a change in his vocation that happened at that time. There was an inward change in his heart. And I have learned in my life that That when God begins to change you in the season that you're in, that sometimes it's not always pleasant, because when He begins to work on the inside of you, how many of you know anybody, you can change on the outside. I remember one time a guy came in, I took him, I got him a haircut, I bought him new clothes. He come walking in a couple weeks later, everybody's looking at him, wow, look at how great so-and-so looked. You know, it wasn't long because there was nothing different in his heart that he went back doing the same thing, acting the same way. You can change all you want on the outside, but if you don't allow God to change you on the inside, nothing changes. In the season that you're in, you'll experience difficult. But the word make in the Greek means to bear or to shoot forth. It's a making process that happens in our lives. And you may be in that today. And you may be afraid of the change that is happening in your life. Can I tell you today? He's using that to nurture the seed that He has deposited in you to bring you into the place that He has called you to come. Amen. Other seasons come with great challenges in our lives. Peter, when he was called to follow Jesus, he faced challenges in his life. His faith was challenged when he began to step out of a storm-battered boat and begin to walk on water. His faith was challenged that day. His feelings were challenged when one minute he was proclaiming Jesus is the greatest thing, and the next minute, down a few verses, I shared it a few weeks ago, Jesus is telling him that he's the devil and to get behind him. Could you imagine how you felt like that? Peter's traditions were challenged when he followed Jesus into Samaria. Then they never talked to a Samaritan. They wouldn't have anything to do with him. His humility was challenged in John chapter 13, verse 6, 7, 8, and 9, when Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega, the Son of God, the light of the world, the beginning and the end, said to him, I'm going to wash your feet, Peter. And Peter said, you're never going to touch my feet. Jesus said, if you don't let me touch your feet, you don't have no part of me. And Peter looked at him and said, wash my feet and my head, wash all of me then. His humility was challenged. And you and I will go through challenges in our lives when Jesus begins to move you from one season to another in your life. Peter stepped into a season of failure in John chapter 18. When he said, I'll be with you always. And Jesus told him, before the cock crows three times, you'll deny me. Not me. But when he was put in some difficulty and some challenges, the Bible came to life that day, and he denied the Lord, and he quit following him. And sometimes when people go through a challenging season in their lives, they will have the propensity to back up from the Lord and stop following Him because they feel dry and they feel empty. And despite your best efforts, you feel like the Lord has let you down, and you begin to believe that you're nothing but a failure. And nothing could be further from the truth, because God's love for your life and for mine is much greater than any failure that you and I have ever participated in heretofore. The ones that you have failed in, and even, let me give you some news, the ones you yet will fail. Hate to bring you that good news today. You will mess up. But Jesus' blood at the cross of Calvary was not only shed for the sins you did commit, He shed His blood for the ones that you don't even know if you will commit. Now, I know that messes up some faith people here today. You might say, don't confess that. I'm not confessing anything over your life. I'm just telling you a reality. Somebody's going to cut you off. Somebody's going to jump in front of you. Somebody's going to do something to you. You're going to make a moment, and you are not going to be perfect in that. The blood of Jesus has cleansed you and washed you from before until that time. And He's enough for you in the moments of your failures, when you are challenged in life, to be more than you need at that very moment in your life. The Bible says that Jesus invited Peter with 119 others to begin to seek the Lord in what's called the upper room, and they waited until the power of God came onto their life. I want you to know today that when you'll wait upon the Lord, you'll find out you haven't failed too much. You haven't walked away from God too far. Your family, even if it's in an uproar today, He can restore it. He can bring life to it. He can be the glory and the lifter of your head. He will take you places that you never thought you could go. He will do unto you what you never thought thought he could, because he is Jesus. He is the Son of the living God. He came into the world to lift you higher than you ever thought you could go. And new seasons, come on, if you're going to clap, let's just clap for Jesus today. Come on. Because these new seasons, they'll not only create change, they'll not only take you into a challenge, but they will make a champion out of you. I love this. Peter was transformed from a fisherman into a preaching machine, to a powerhouse. And I believe those who knew Peter 3 years before, they were amazed to see the new champion that he had become. I said this in the first service. I do more funerals than I care to admit. And I ended up doing one. I did one at St. Anthony's, and there was a couple in the church on the day I was doing the funeral, and the man said to his wife, who's the wife I went to school with, the man said to his wife, if I ever come to this time, like maybe he wouldn't, but everybody will, he looked at his wife and he says, I want that man to do it. I'd only met him a couple times in my life, didn't know him. He said, I want that man to do it. I want it to be done in this church. Little did he know that 3 months later, I would be doing that funeral at St. Anthony's for him. And several of the people that I went to school with were there that day and had not seen me in, you know, over 4 years. And after I got done doing that funeral, they came up to me and they said, wait a minute, you're not the Marty McDonald that we went to school with, are you? I said, yeah, that's me, baby. I had my hair on point that day, too. Yeah. Let me tell you something, because when God begins to work in your life, he'll change you from the inside out, and you won't be the same. He will make a champion out of who you are. And there will be seasons where God will take you out of the darkness and put you in a great life. There will be seasons where, for some, you were held under, but now you're coming over. You'll be seasons in your life where you felt forgotten, but now you're going to be remembered. Some that you felt depressed, but now you're going to rejoice. Some that felt rejected, but now you're going to be accepted. Some that had your heads down, but now Jesus has come to lift your head higher than you ever thought he could. Some who has been grieving, but now they have joy. Some who were poor, but now you can say, I once was poor, but now I am rich. Some who were afflicted, but now I walk in wholeness. Some of you who were so desperate and so much in pain that you had to lift your hands while you were praying for somebody else, asking God, please help me. And in the middle of your night, Jesus has come and he's lifted up your head and he's taken away your sorrow and he's bringing you into a new season. He's going to take old things and make them all brand new again for you. And the season of your life that you are about to come into is glorious, it's beautiful, it's on time, it's on point. And if you knew what he was going to do with you, you couldn't stay seated. God is going to change your life. He's going to change your circumstance. He's going to, come on, if you're going to praise him, why don't you give him a praise that is worthy of it today? Come on today. And this is my season. This is our season. You don't have to wait for everything perfect. Right while you're changing, right while you're being challenged, you can say, if God be for us, who can be against us? I can see 1,000 falling on my right and 10,000 at my left. It shall not come near my dwelling place. No evil shall come against. Every tongue that rises up against me shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord Most High. Oh, God is for us today. He's got a plan for you and I today. I was wondering what happened to my microphone. It's just fun. I've got an issue with microphones lately, don't I? I think God wants to show me something. Maybe he wants to shut me down. God, you don't have to stay where you are. You may be in a tough season. You may be in a difficult
difficult time of your life right now, but I'm here to tell you today, I came to tell somebody today, your season is about to change right before your eyes. As some of you got up this morning and you looked out your window and it looked like a big ice cream cone all over, that's the word of the Lord coming to you in a natural way to tell you yesterday was one way, but today it's brand new for you. Come on, give the Lord one more praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Close your eyes and bow your head with me all over the house this morning. Spirit of the Most High God, who does all things well, who works in all things. Lord, I know that some that are here today, they've gone through loss, they've gone through hurt, they've gone through pain, they've gone through difficulty. The enemy would try to keep them stuck in the middle of that. They've gone through wondering and not really understanding what direction that they are to go. I pray today, even right now, as I'm standing here, the God of heaven would touch every life that is in this house today. Some that have been struggling in their own personal lives with an addiction of some sort, with unforgiveness in their lives, Lord, with just a big question mark, I pray that today you will give them the strength and the power to move forward into the direction, into the new season that you have for them. Praise God. I sense God's power here working right now. To that one, just keep your eyes closed, your heads bowed just for a minute. And to that one that feels like your life is slipping away, this is a new season that you're coming into right now. I declare that over your life today. Old things are gone. Behold, God said, I make all things brand new. Strength, help, anointing, power, a release of joy. He's going to help and heal some of you in the area of your family as well. Oh, I sense that in homes today. Came in. There's chaos in the middle of your home. Chaos in the kitchen. That's the word that I just heard in my heart. Chaos in the kitchen. Lord wants to bring some peace there to you. Humble yourself before Him. Praise God. There's some here today, you've never given your life to Christ. You need to do that before you leave today. You need to open up your heart and say, Jesus, come in. Be the Savior of my life. Be my Lord. He wants to come in. He wants to come in right now. So your eyes closed, your head's bowed. I know I'm talking to some people. If anything I said this morning, I want to pray for you right where you're at today. Just raise up your hand. Say, Pastor Marty, that was for me this morning. Put your hand up. Come on, don't wait. I want prayer people, come on down here. I'm going to close in prayer right now. Ryan and Christian, could you guys come up just as we're ending here and go out with that song, It's a New Season. It's a new day. Thank you, Lord. It is a new season for your life today. It's a brand new day. Some of you may be here and there's physical challenges in your life and in your body. I just, before you leave today, I want to encourage you to come to the altar and let one of these folks lay their hand on you and pray over you today. I'm going to pray and I'm going to close. And when I close, if that's you that I was talking to, don't leave today. If you've never given your life to Christ, come down. Just tell one of these folks here, will you pray for me to receive Christ? They'll stand with you. They'll believe with you. If you're going through something, if you need a touch in your body, if that was you I was talking about, you just feel like life is over. Life is beginning. Have one of these folks agree with you in prayer. Father, today I want to say thank you for the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Just come down right while I'm praying now. We're going to close in just a minute. But if any of those things with you, just get out of your seat. Right while you feel that drawing come come quickly right now. Some of you, you raise your hand, you need to come. Let God work on you. If you're going to move into a new season, you're going to have to make a move first. Father, I thank you today for the anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit moving in a beautiful way, Lord, over people's lives here today. Have your way. Have your way, Lord, in every single life today. Judy, get on those drums. And be glorified in our lives, I pray, today, in the name of Jesus. And everybody agrees and says amen. Come on, I love you. Put your hands together for Jesus one more time before you leave today. You need prayer, you come on down. Let these folks pray over you and with you today. Go in God's grace. I love you. Come on, guys, sing that song.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Fresh anointing is flowing my way. Season of power and prosperity. It's a new season.